Bosev, the great Zechust, this coming Shabbat, Parsha Shlach. And Parsha Shlach is undoubtedly one of the most difficult, traumatic, and tragic Parshios. Of course, the Parsha, towards the end, deals with the episode of the Mekoshesh, the peculiar episode of the individual who's Mechal Shabbos, who desecrates Shabbos, whose motivations themselves are subject to incredible disputes within Chazal. But of course, the primary tragedy of the Parsha is the episode of the Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu sends 12 spies, one man from each tribe, in order to scout out land. The Ramban brings down, in and of itself, a good idea, an opportunity for a reconnaissance mission, to go and to see what challenges lie ahead of them in the land, and to be able to see potentially how to navigate and ultimately how to overcome those challenges. A good idea, even though one could argue an unnecessary idea because HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised them that they're going to conquer and be successful, but nevertheless, we could at least initially look at it as a form of hishtadlus, as a form of effort, as an opportunity to try to go ahead and begin to drive their destiny. But of course we know that this effort meets with disastrous results. The Meraglim come back, deliver a terrible report about Eretz Yisrael. And they say to Klal Yisrael, they speak about that it's a Eretz Ochelas Yosheva, it's a land that consumes its inhabitants. And they say, essentially, the nations who live there are too strong. They're too strong that, again, we were like nothing. We were like the Chagavim, we were like grasshoppers in their eyes. We're nothing. They're too strong. So amazingly enough, we know that two of the Meraglim, Yoshua and Kalev, feel differently than their counterparts. And they go ahead and they say, Alona alavi arashnu osa. So Kalev says, it's not true, let's go up. We could inherit the land. Ki achol nuchala. We can do it. We can do it. So the Rebbe Piazetzna, the Ish Kodesh, Hashem Yikom Domo, Rechonimus Kama Shapira, the great Rebbe, who was again the Hasidic Rebbe before the war of Piazetzna, becomes the Rebbe of the Warsaw Ghetto, a man who was infused with so much koach, even after losing his entire family, continued to inspire Jews within the ghetto each and every Shabbos through his drushas and each and every day through his acts of chesed, asks a very simple question. He says, V'novin, no. Hamaraglim dvarim shaltam v'sechal amru ki oz ha'am v'arim b'tzuros. So Piazetzna asks a simple question. He says the Meraglim are putting forward a good argument. The Meraglim are saying, listen, the people who live there are strong. The arim b'tzuros, the cities are fortified. The Meraglim are advancing logical arguments as to ultimately why the Jews cannot enter into the land. And Kalev, what does Kalev respond? Kalev says, Alon Allah, we could do it. Ki achol nuchala. So the Rebbe Piazetzna, Adesh Kodesh asks, what kind of answer is that? If the Meraglim are advancing solid concerns, solid issues, you would have expected Kalev to go ahead and answer them with solid answers. Instead, all he says is, don't worry about it, we can do this. Ki achol nuchala. What's the pshat? How do we understand Kalev's response in the face of the Meraglim's legitimate arguments? And the Ish Kodesh says something so beautiful. And I want to quote to you. He says, Aval kach tzricha liyos emuna isha Yisraeli. Lo bilvad b'shar shara mevo v'derach l'shiyoso. Gam api sichlo v'gam ateva yamin b'ashem sh'yoshev yischazik. Rach gam b'shar shina roach hasa shalom shum mevo api secha v'derach ateva. So the Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. The Rebbe says, do you know what emuna means? Emuna means the ability that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could come through for me even when I, as a rational thinking being, see absolutely no way out of this circumstance. Says the Rebbe something absolutely amazing. Kalev couldn't argue with the points the Meraglim were advancing. Why could he not argue with them? Because they were solid, rational arguments. And Kalev did not possess a solid, rational response. So instead, what Kalev says is, this is not about rational arguments. This is not our ability to perceive how we're going to do this. This is about emunah. Ki achol nuchala, we can do it. How do I know we can do it? Because the Ribono Shel Olam said we're able to do it. Kalev says, you're right. Meraglim, what you're saying is good. I don't have any arguments. The people are strong. The cities are fortified. You're saying good. I have absolutely no way to counter that claim. But despite all of that, says the Piazetzna, says Kalev, I believe. And sometimes, not sometimes, the belief of the Jew has to be so strong that I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything and everything, even if at the end of the day I don't know how. Even if I can't see how it could shake out, even if I can't understand how it could come through, even if I can't understand how this divine promise can materialize, ki achol nuchol lo. I believe. And because I believe, alo na'ale v'yarashas, let's go. Let's go. Because in life, you can't always have all of the rational answers before you embark upon some of the most important initiatives. Alo na'ale v'yarashnuol sa, belo sechel ubelo svara. Says Kalev, let's go up. Let's take our land. Let's seize our destiny. You're right, without any seichel, without any logical arguments to bolster our ability to feel successful. Below svara, without any logical arguments. Ve'emuna ubitachon kazeh v'ashem ekarevis Yeshua Seinu. Says the Piyajetzna, this level of emuna ultimately brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu closer to us and brings our salvation closer as well. See, even before we expound on this, just so you understand who the Eish Kodesh is speaking to. He's speaking to the congregation of the broken. He's speaking to the congregation of people who all of them lost so much. And what he's saying to them is, I know you look around and you don't see any rational way out of this. You're like the Meraglim. You're making good arguments. They're stronger than us. They have more than us. They're fortified cities. We're fortified here in the... But says the Piyajetzna, sometimes you can't approach life through the lens of rational thought. Sometimes you just have to believe, and you have to believe in the ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go ahead and do anything, even if I can't intellectually understand how it's going to materialize. And I think from this beautiful and Halig Ish Kodesh, we learn two important lessons. Lesson number one that the Ish Kodesh teaches us is what Emunah means. You know, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I myself could understand how things could materialize in a good way. So says the Rebbe, that's not Emunah. Emunah means the ability to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when my intellect can no longer find an answer. Almost like Emunah begins where the intellect ends. Emunah means, Ribono Shel Olam, I don't see any way out of this situation. I don't see any happy ending. I don't see any good possibilities. But I believe in you. And I believe in your ability to go ahead and effect all kind of change. And I believe in your ability to go ahead and bring about a beautiful resolution. Even if it's not the resolution I wanted, the resolution I'd hoped for, the resolution I intended. But Ribono Shel Olam, my Emunah says to me, Ki achol nuchol lo. Somehow, someway, I'll be able to do it. Someway, somehow, you'll make it work. Even if I myself can't conceptualize how that is going to unfold. That's lesson number one. Where the intellect ends is where Emunah begins. Lesson number two is an incredible yisod for how we approach our life endeavors. You know, each of us has incredible and beautiful dreams and aspirations. Each of us has things that we want to try to accomplish, things, finish lines that we want to try to cross. But often when we begin or when we think about embarking upon a particular project, a particular endeavor or initiative, if we ourselves can't envision how we're going to get to the finish line, so often we beg off, often we go and we back away. If I can't understand intellectually how I'm going to make it from point A to point B, then what's the point of trying? And what the Rebbe teaches us is that that is not a proper approach to life. If you believe in something meaningful, if you have a beautiful dream, you have a beautiful aspiration, you want to be holier, you want to be better, you want to be greater, sometimes even if you can't figure out how you're going to get there, you have to believe in your ability to cross the finish line. You have to believe in your ability to be successful. You have to have emunah in yourself and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if your intellect says, well, I have absolutely no idea how you're going to pull that one off. Even if the intellect says, well, you know what, I have absolutely no idea how I could possibly make this a reality. Even if the intellect says, impossible. If you know that the life initiative, the dreamy aspiration you want is meaningful and is good, then you have to borrow the words of Kalev. You have to say, Alo na'ale v'yarashnu osa. I'm going. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to make this reality. Ki yachol nuchol lo. Because I believe in my ability to succeed. Because as long as what I want out of life is something beautiful, meaningful, and holy, as long as what I want out of life is something that's going to lift me up as an individual and hopefully contribute to my kehila, to my community, to my people, then I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be by my side. Ki achal nuchala, I can do this. I can make this happen. The Rebbe Piyajetzna, the Ish Kodesh, teaches us that if we know that we have to accomplish something in life, Even if your intellect says no way, shut the intellect off, turn the heart on, and accomplish what you need to accomplish. May Bizocha Mirtz Hashem, to each of us have beautiful dreams and aspirations. May Bizocha that our intellect helps us find the way to get to those finish lines. But if the intellect fails us and tells us, sorry, no can do, let us find the courage to find the words, summon up the words of Kalev. Alona Alevi Arashnu Osa. May Bizocha Mirtz Hashem to lead lives of Kiyochol Nuchal La. Wishing everyone a wonderful and beautiful Shabbos.